Hello, it's John Sturrock again with the 10th podcast in this series. This is what I heard when I went into the private meeting room. The way in which she candidly acknowledged my points was really helpful. That observation was a turning point in the mediation. Prior to that, the parties had been speaking past each other. Neither had really listened to or heard what the other was saying. Each had repeatedly asserted a position and seemed to ignore the other party. Some of the language had seemed dismissive, and one party had taken offence. This led to a comment which the other had felt was derogatory and undermined her professionalism. Things were going backwards. My intervention was to remind each party privately of the importance of separating the person from the problem. I wish I'd learned this years ago, and indeed I wish I could remember it now when the going gets tough. It's so easy to personalise a dispute or a disagreement, to mix up the people with the problem, to confuse the individual with the underlying issues. We all know how we react if we feel personally attacked or diminished in some way. The natural thing is to fight back, to protect ourselves, our dignity, our identity, our argument, our point of view. The trouble is that we can then become defensive and locked into one way of thinking. Saving face tends to be a priority. I can't back down. Surprise, surprise, this is what happens to others too, if the boot is on the other foot. Little things can become big things. A chance remark, not intended to offend, can set off a chain reaction. I recall a workplace mediation in which a manager had made what was to him an innocuous comment to an employee at the end of a working day about a forthcoming project. The employee went home, thought about it, placed it in the context of other events, and by the next day, felt that his job was threatened. Long story short, here we were 3 years later with a large claim based on the employee's psychological condition being such that he would be unable to return to his job. The words which the manager had used became completely mixed up with personal issues, with disastrous results, and no way to deal with the fallout. To reduce the risk of these things happening, we need to be thoughtful, therefore, about how we can separate people from the problem. The cause of the difficulty is often our desire to make clear the strength of our views, and then we use words and a tone that can come across as personal. The other side of the coin is that we sometimes don't talk about things that really do need to be addressed, for fear of undermining our relationship. So we need to find ways to be rigorous and robust about the issues, and at the same time respectful and courteous towards the person we're dealing with, however we may think that that person is behaving. So we need to select our words carefully, be measured and thoughtful in our tone, and attentive to our body language, the verbal, the vocal, and the visual, as we sometimes refer to them. Avoiding accusation or judgments, avoiding assumptions or implied criticism, trying to avoid being dismissive in your manner, but instead focusing on the facts, describing how you feel and the impact on you, setting out what you would like to see happen and why that's important. Come to think of it, some of the techniques I discussed in earlier podcasts, including AARREE, HPDRE, asking good questions and listening, are just what we need. I had suggested all of this to the person whose candid acknowledgement made all the difference in the mediation story with which I started this podcast. "Oh, that's not necessary," she had said. "We know each other well enough. We can be robust with each other." "Yes," I replied, "you can be robust about the issues, but your approach so far has come across as dismissive of your colleague as a person. You need to acknowledge that she has a different point of view, show that you respect her as a person, and adopt a measured tone. Then you can be clear about the problem that you're trying to address. The how matters as much as the what." And it worked. Thank you once again for listening.